Today marking International Women's Day. In South Africa, we know that many women, however, not only have to deal with the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic, but also domestic violence, rape, and femicide. And women's rights activists saying the day serves as a stark reminder of the injustices that women face. Let's speak now to Lisa Betton, who is a researcher specializing in gender and violence in the Faculties of Humanities at UJ. Lisa, thank you for your time here on the Midday Report.
Hello, Mandy.
What should we be mindful of today?
A couple of things. I think firstly would be the importance of history. So what has changed and is changing and what is remaining the same, and how we understand what these processes are. Because I think if we take the historical view, then the levels of violence towards women now are not what they were in the 1990s when they were at their peak. So I think the challenge for us is to understand what has changed, what has allowed for those reductions to take place, but what is remaining in place if we're not able to reduce it even further.
We know that in South Africa, equality for women really does remain a distant reality. It's still very much a patriarchal system. And that's something that that we are working to change continuously.
Yes, it is. And I think it's not just a question of the problems of patriarchy. It's also the problems of implementation. So I think it's also, and going back to the point about what's changing and what's staying the same, it's about understanding the weaknesses in government and what needs to shift there in order to make things work better. And those problems are not purely reducible to patriarchy. I think it's also understanding what is beyond government, what is changing in society and, say, especially our economy, that is perhaps not helping facilitate the kind of change you want to see. So I think those questions need to start being brought into the conversation as well.
Lisa, we hear government saying all the right things and they seem to be putting policies in place, but what is the picture in reality in South Africa about how women are treated and what equality is truly like?
The reality is that it's very uneven. I mean, parts of government do what they're supposed to do. And, you know, you can go to, I'll use some examples of research we recently did. You can have an example of a police station where you'll phone and ask for a shelter. They will give you the name of a shelter, and they will phone the following day to find out if you were helped. And then you'll go to another province who will ask you, what is a shelter? They've never heard of such a thing before. So I think it's about how do we close those kinds of unevennesses, which are not just about a lack of budget. That's clearly a very real problem, though. But it's about the kinds of cultures that are taking root in different parts of the country and mean that policy becomes a bit of a lottery, that the way you get treated depends very much on who's on duty at the time, rather than the fact that there's a consistent system, standard and culture at a particular station or a court or a hospital that will guarantee you an acceptable level of treatment regardless of where you are.
So, Lisa, I have to be honest, I never thought that I'd be asking you about the royal family or Meghan Merkel on the radio ever. But we've got these two parallel stories that seem to be consuming the country at the moment, which is about International Women's Day, which I'm happy to see trending really highly on social media. And then you've got this woman who's speaking her truth, who's come out and has taken on an institution. And in many ways, that is a narrative that is getting a lot of traction because of what she has done. And the fact that we need role models like this to be able to speak up and for women to really claim their own truths.
Yes, role models are always important, but I suppose the question is always, who are those role models? Who does not become a role model? Whose voice does not enter the conversation? And so I think that's really a question to be asking, especially in relation to social media. Who has the access, and what kinds of new inequalities of attention are we creating? And so I think that's something else to be thinking about for Women's Day is, while it's nice to speak about breaking the silence, what new silences are we inadvertently creating?
Indeed. Lisa Betton, researcher specializing in gender and violence at the Faculty of Humanities at UJ. Thank you very much for that. So today is International Women's Day. Are you marking it? What are your thoughts? And do you think that these days have any meaning truly? But it is a great opportunity for us to reflect, to introspect, and to look at what is truly happening with equality in the country.